The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is now underway today in the U.S. Senate. In his opening arguments, lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin played a graphic video of Trump supporters storming the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, the day that Congress was meeting to certify the election results for Joe Biden. And Raskin blamed Trump for inciting the mob.
You ask what a high crime and misdemeanor is under our Constitution? That's a high crime and misdemeanor. If that's not an impeachable offense, then there is no such thing.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now from the Senate with the latest. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
So, Claudia, the prevailing thought going into this trial is that Democrats don't have the votes to convict Trump. So what do both sides hope to achieve as this trial unfolds?
I listened to a call with senior aides to the House impeachment managers today, and they said Democrats still remain optimistic that they will present a case that will connect with the hearts and minds of these 100 jurors, some of whom may not be planning to vote to convict the president, the former president, at this time. That said, one of these aides admitted it is possible that tribalism and loyalty to Trump could overtake good judgment. But this aide also followed up with their plans to put on a, quote, devastating case against Trump. These aides said this is personal for them. They experienced the attack. This is a serious and solemn duty for these managers. And there's no doubt that they are focused on Trump's role. They see him as being singularly responsible for this attack on the Capitol. So they'll tell a story of beginning, middle, and end to how we ended up seeing this deadly attack on January 6th. The House impeachment managers also plan to be succinct and to the point, non-repetitive. The attack happened in plain sight. It's in video. And they plan to use all the evidence available to them in all forms. This includes evidence we haven't seen before, but they would not elaborate what that means. They also said it's not about politics. It's about this very serious issue of holding President Trump, former President Trump, accountable. Now, when it comes to Republicans, the party's being faced with a loyalty test at one end, whether they remain loyal to Trump or a minority of members who may vote to convict the president and hold him accountable.
Okay, so one big thing on today's agenda is that senators will be debating whether it's constitutional to convict the now former president. The Constitution is not explicit on this. What do we expect to hear specifically about this?
Democrats expect to present a case that he can be convicted. They say even Republican legal experts say that he can be, noting that the period of elections and peaceful transfer of power are a source of national pride, and there is no, quote, January exception to impeachment, as a president must answer comprehensively for his conduct in office from his first day to his last.
Okay, you alluded to this, but Trump's lawyers are claiming that he was protected by the First Amendment free speech rights when he told supporters that the election was stolen and that they should march on the Capitol. Why do Democrats think that's not true, that the First Amendment does not apply here?
They say his language was quite literal when he was telling his followers to, quote, fight and expect a, quote, wild rally. And House impeachment managers say there's a pattern that was established here in the weeks and months leading up to the insurrection. And they say in many ways Trump incited this siege in that period before the insurrection. One example we heard from Georgia officials when they said that someone is going to get killed because of Trump's dangerous rhetoric. Another when Trump has endorsed past violence, such as when his supporters chased and surrounded a Democratic campaign bus on a central Texas highway.
What else will you be watching for in this trial?
I'll be watching Republicans, more specifically the moderate Republican senators who may vote to convict the president. When we saw a vote last month on the constitutionality of the trial, this was an initial test of where all the members were. We saw five Republican members break with their party to say that the trial is indeed constitutional. They were Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney of Utah, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, and Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Those were the five that broke with their party to vote to say this trial is constitutional. So I'll be curious if they vote along these lines again today, and if they later vote to convict the president. I'll also be interested to see other Republicans who did not vote for the constitutionality question the first time around, if they've had a change of mind, perhaps by today or by the trial's end. For a conviction, two-thirds of the chamber will need to vote to convict the former president, so Democrats will need 17 Republicans to join them. And right now, that appears to be very unlikely.
And really quickly, how long do you expect this trial to last?
Everyone seems to be on the same page. They want to get through this as quickly as possible. So at least in shorter fashion than the three-week Senate impeachment trial we saw last year, it could be a couple weeks or less.
Claudia Grisales is NPR congressional reporter. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.